way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. ثم بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِصَلَاةِ عَلِيَّ. Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا حَبِيبِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all once again to another episode in the series Pathway to Inner Excellence. Alhamdulillah, as you do know that in this series we are discussing, and the name itself suggests, the way of rectifying ourselves, purifying ourselves, cleansing ourselves, and becoming good people from within, as we love to decorate our bodies from physical appearance. In this series, we are learning how to decorate our bodies from within. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today's discussion is, keep in mind that many sins don't happen because of ignorance. Many sins happen because of uncontrolled emotions. So today we're going to learn about managing emotions, because emotion play a very important and vital role in our life on the path to attaining this excellence from within. Therefore, it is very important and necessary for us to discuss this topic. It is something important, something which I feel is necessary, something which many of us should discuss. And since we are very emotional people, everyone is emotional, so in a good way, in a bad way, whatever the case is, but we need to understand this and we need to listen to today's discussion so we can improve ourselves, we can make sure we are better people, inshallah. So sit back, relax and enjoy, be a part of our discussion, inshallah. And if possible, try and inshallah, act upon whatever we learn and pass the message on to others as well, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Keep in mind, Islam doesn't tell us to kill emotions, no. Islam teaches us how to control the emotions. Islam doesn't say don't be happy. Happy is an emotion. Islam tells us when you are happy, what should you do? Islam doesn't say don't be sad. Be sad. When you are sad, what should you do? Islam doesn't say, you know, don't be angry. Be angry, but in which situations, upon which people, in what circumstance? Islam doesn't say don't cry, cry, but when must you cry, when you shouldn't cry. And so there are emotions which Islam, in fact, there are some emotions which Islam encourages. Crying in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, Islam encourages it. And crying is an emotion. Right? People say men don't cry, weak men cry. And Islam has taught us, I mean, the beloved Rasul ﷺ used to cry in the fear of Allah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali, these giants of Islam, these strong people who, they weren't braver people than them, but they used to cry. So do you say men don't cry? You know, Islam says true men are those men who cry. But which cry? Yes, in the crying in the fear of Allah. Crying from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Crying that what face are they going to show Allah on the day of judgment. Crying how are they going to face Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. Crying about their good deeds. Crying about their bad deeds. That's the crying which Islam promotes. Right? So, Islam doesn't kill the emotions, keep in mind. Islam teaches us how to control our emotions. We need to understand something very important. Emotions are something which are natural. Right? Allah Ta'ala has put it in our system. We feel happy, we feel sad, we cry, we get angry. You know, these are all emotions. Even the prophets felt sad, alayhi wasalam. So in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, there were many occasions when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sad. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam shed tears. Alright? Even the prophets felt happy. There were many occasions where you will see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and many other prophets express happiness. Alright? Even the prophets had these emotions. Alright? So the problem is not feeling emotions, because the prophets also had the emotions. The problem is letting the emotions drive the decisions. That emotionally you start taking those decisions which then put you in such a situation and circumstance where you are now against Allah, where you are now against the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where you are now against the teachings of Islam. So that's where the problem arises. So we need to understand the difference between these two things. That emotion is not bad itself, but yes, taking the emotions and letting the emotions drive you to not suitable decisions, that is the main problem, that is the issue. So there are some emotions which end up destroying lives. There are some emotions which end up destroying our family. There are some emotions which end up destroying our friendships. There are some emotions which end up destroying our relationships. There are some emotions which destroy our trust. There are some emotions which destroy our workplace. There are some emotions which can cause lots of disturbance in our life. Why? Not because the emotion was bad itself, but because we took the emotion to the wrong direction and we allowed that emotion to drive us on the wrong path. Some examples is, you know, anger. Anger can destroy a life. Wife says something to the husband, husband says something. It takes a second of anger. And the husband says something to the wife, or ma'adallah, sometimes they even go to the extent of hitting one another, even killing. Yes, we know of cases. We have heard of such cases in which it took a second. And in that split second of anger, the wife did something, the husband did something, and the next party was dead. And now there's regret. Now there's crying, now there's wailing, now there's screaming, now there's shouting. But what use is all of these things when you couldn't control that emotion at that time? Jealousy. Jealousy is an emotion. Out of jealousy, and this is a bad emotion. All right? Remember when we discussed earlier that some prophets alayhi wasalam, or many prophets alayhi wasalam, had emotions. Remember, we are speaking about normal emotions. We're not speaking about hatred or jealousy or grudge, ma'adallah, because the prophets alayhi wasalam are pure and free from all of these things. They are innocent. They are infallible. So they cannot commit sins. And jealousy is a sin. Jealousy is a disobedience to Allah Ta'ala. So prophets are free from all these kind of things. When we discussed the prophets, we were discussing about the emotions such as happiness, the emotions such as sadness, these kinds of emotions. But jealousy is also an emotion. It's something which comes in your heart and you feel something for the next person. And tell me, doesn't jealousy destroy lives? Yes, it does. Out of jealousy, a person will go to any extent to make sure his fellow partner, his fellow brother suffers. His business must be destroyed, his business must finish, his family must finish, his wealth must finish, this must happen, that must happen, all of this. Why? Because of jealousy. It's an emotion which caused the person's life to be destroyed. Lust. It's an emotion, a dirty emotion. In that lust, a person does what to his life? Tell me. A person commits zina, ma'adallah. A person looks at illicit material. A person listens to filthy things. A person does filthy things, all because of lust, out of lust. The outcome? How severe is the outcome? We all know that the person, sometimes the outcome is so bad that the person ends up committing suicide because they are so ashamed to face the society. They don't know what to say to the people. They are so ashamed to face the society, to face their own family, to face their wife, to face their children. And everything was done because of lust. So lust is an emotion which can destroy your life. Ego, pride, arrogance, these are all different emotions. One emotional moment it takes, it can break the family, it can ruin reputations, it can destroy careers, it can damage your iman. Everything just because of that one emotion which you took in the wrong direction. So yes, emotions are good and emotions are bad. We need to know when are the emotions good and when are the emotions bad? Now, the most dangerous emotion which you put on top of the list will come down to anger. Anger is one of the most dangerous emotions. It comes quickly, and you know, it just takes that 1 second, that 1 minute, that one moment in between for a person to do something, for a person to say something, in which, you know, the person can destroy many things, many lives he can destroy because of that anger. How many cases have we seen? Look at the murder cases, look at the rape cases, ma'adallah, look at the abuse cases, look at the sexual cases, look at the assault cases, look at the violent cases, look at all of this. You will see how much percentage behind all of these cases goes towards anger. Anger is the thing which started everything. And that is one of Shaitan's most powerful weapons, which he uses against us. Because he knows, as human beings, we are weak. This is the one emotion which we immediately give everything to. That is our anger. If you look at the narrations, if you look at the teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لا تغضب, that do not be angry, do not get angry. How powerful are these words? Two words apparently. But how powerful, do not be angry. Because behind it there's an entire reason why. You will end up destroying many things, you will end up causing lots of issues and lots of problems. When a person becomes angry, then his intelligence becomes blind. Most intellectual person, when he's angry, he'll do the most stupidest things, the most foolish things he will do. Anger removes mercy. The how soft and how kind a person is naturally, when he is angry, in that the spur of the moment, in that one moment, you'll see he'd become the most vicious villain, the most aggressive person you have ever met. Anger makes Shaitan active. When a person is angry, he becomes red, he becomes hot, he starts boiling. What is that? That's heat. That is the plan of Shaitan. That's the work of Shaitan. And after that, whatever happens is all what Shaitan wants. Whether it is abuse, whether it is assault, whether it is divorce, whether it is whatever. Something which Shaitan becomes happy with, not something which pleases Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anger is basically like a veil over your mind. Once an anger comes, your mind is covered. Now what you're doing, what you're saying, you don't know. And later on, when that parda, that veil is taken out, then you sit down and cry, then you sit down and think, then you sit down and wait, then you sit down and see, why did I do this, how did I do that? And now it's done. The bullet has left the gun, it's never going to come back. You should have thought about it before pulling the trigger. The bow has left the arrow, it's not going to come back. You should have thought about that before releasing that arrow. You know, someone said, and I read it somewhere, he said, speak when you are angry, and you will make the best speech which you will forever regret. How powerful are these words? Speak when you are angry, and you will make the best speech which you will forever regret. You're always going to regret those words. Kaash nahi bola hota. If only I wouldn't have said that. Today, your family members, your parents, anyone passes away, may Allah grant everyone's parents healthy, long lives, ameen. All our relatives, all our elders, ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. But then you sit down and think, you know, this day I said this out of anger. This day I said this out of anger. This day I did this out of anger. Ye kya tha, wo kaha tha. Then what's the use? It's done, it's gone now. You can't do anything about it. Now your only thing you can do is go to the person's grave and ask for forgiveness. Make fatiha, do your salah sawab. What else are you going to do? So why can't we change this before it happens? Why can't we control ourselves before the problem takes place? Look at the practical sunnah. When a person is angry, what must he do? If he is sitting, if he is standing, he must sit down. If he is sitting, he must lie down. He must make wudu because he's hot. Wudu will cool him down. It's from Shaitan. It's going to cool him down. The anger is from Shaitan. The wudu is going to cool him down. The wudu is from Rahman, subhanallah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the court of Allah ta'ala, from the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay silent. You're angry, control your mouth. Keep quiet. You're angry, change the environment. Leave that place. Go somewhere else. Sit down and keep quiet. 5 minutes, it'll go away. But don't retaliate in that moment. Remember, silence during anger is strength, not weakness. The golden words, write it down. Some people think, you know, I'm angry and I must make sure I leave my mark, I must make a point. No, that point is going to be a problem which you're going to regret later on. You're angry, keep quiet and just control yourself. Allah Ta'ala will make things easy, problem will be solved. Don't open this mouth, don't move this tongue. So remember, silence during anger is strength, not weakness. You remain silent. If you can remain silent during your anger, then you are a strong person. You are the strongest person. You don't need to go to a gym. But if you can't, then there is no use going to the gym. No use pumping those weights if you cannot remain silent when you are angry. So come to the teachings of Islam. What does Islam tell us? What is Islam's message in all of this? Islam tells us that pause before you react. Think before you speak. Pehle tolo, baad mein bolo. You know, first ponder. First think and then speak. Not pehle bolo, baad mein tolo, baad mein socho. First speak and then think later on, what did I say? Did I say something right or wrong? No. Think before you speak. Use your intellect, use your wisdom, use your mind, use your mentality. Use this aql which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you, has granted to you. Pause before you react. Pause. Ask yourself, what I'm going to do now, is there going to be a harm? Is there going to be a side effect? Is there going to be an issue? Is there going to be a problem? If the answer is yes, then remain silent. Don't say anything. Control your tongue. Choose your response. These are all the teachings of Islam. Because Islam knows what problems will occur the moment you open this tongue out of anger. So this is what we need to understand. This is the teachings of Islam. This is the understanding of Islam. Now, practical emotional control tools. How can we control our emotions? This is one emotion we discussed now, which is anger. Besides this, all the other emotions, they all have different discussions. We cannot go in depth because of the limited time. And obviously, it's not our focal point of discussion. We have many other discussions as well to cover. Today's discussion is about emotions. So we just brought one example of anger and we try to cover that aspect. But you can apply it to many other emotions as well. There are some practical emotional control tools. Practical emotional control tools means that there are some things you can do in which you're going to learn how to control your emotions. Number one, the 10-second rule. You know, in one of the episodes we discussed that, you know, whenever there's a desire, your nafs tempts you to do something, then that time, pause. Wait 5 minutes, right? Before fulfilling your desire, your lust. And slowly you'd see how the desire, the temptation will reduce. And slowly you'll see how the desire, the temptation will reduce. So one of the emotional control tools is that you must apply a 10-second rule. That means pause before you respond. Whatever the scenario is, wait. Think, understand the situation, understand the scenario, then open your mouth and then make and then say something. So pause before you respond. Number two, name the emotion you are facing. Remind yourself, speak to yourself, tell yourself about that emotion. You are angry, say, I am angry. Remind yourself that I am in a state of emotion now, which is not good for myself. I'm feeling jealous. I'm feeling hatred. I'm feeling grudge. I'm feeling animosity against this person. Remind, tell yourself about the emotion, mention that emotion. When you mention it, then immediately your mind will click. Somewhere in your mind you will know what I am doing now is wrong. I am angry. Yes, 80% will say, yes, you are angry. That 20% in your mind will say, listen, you are angry, it's not something good. And we need to change that. We need to make that 20% become 80%, in fact, 100%. And that 80% must go to zero. The good thoughts must come in our mind. The moment we say, I'm angry, we must control our anger and finish everything. The moment I say I am angry, we must control our anger and finish everything. That is the level we need to reach. So speak to yourself, tell yourself, name the emotion, mention the emotion. Number three, walk away. Whenever there's an emotion and you feel this emotion is going to take you to some drastic measures, some difficult situations, difficult scenarios, walk away, move away. Leave the gathering. Distance will kill the emotion. Change of pace, change of environment will kill the emotion. You are so angry now, you want to say something, move away. Divert your mind somewhere else. You're so sad now, you want to utter something, think about something else. You're so happy now, in that moment of happiness, you're going to utter something which is against Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Move away. Change the topic. This is also a lesson. Many people, happiness is also an emotion. In that happiness, they disobey Allah Ta'ala by uttering such words jokingly, mockingly, ma'adallah, and they are joking about Islam, they're mocking Islam, they're joking about Allah, about His angels, about the books, about the beloved Rasul, which is kufr, disbelief. Mocking Allah Ta'ala, joking about Allah Ta'ala is kufr. Joking about the matters of Islam, the fundamentals of Islam, mocking them is kufr, is disbelief. So we need to know about these emotions. I told you that the emotions, we need to control. The emotions cannot control us. Number four, make it dua during the emotion. You're angry now, say, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to have sabr. You're happy, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to make shukr. You're sad, Ya Allah, grant me easiness in this difficulty. Whatever it is, make dua. The dua will inshallah calm you and ease your problems. Somehow you will find a way in between. Number five, write, don't explode. Another effective way. Have any emotion? You know, write it down. Don't utter anything verbally. Complain to yourself. You know, I'm so angry and this was the issue, this was the purse, this is the... Speak everything to yourself. Take out all your anger on the paper. Don't take it out to anyone. The paper is not going to get hurt. Take out all your anger on your paper, you feel that your anger is out. Now finish. No one is harmed, no one is hurt. Yes, provided don't write anything which is against Islam. Don't write anything which is, you know, contradicting the teachings of Islam. Just take out your anger. Naturally, there are many things which you write and it can cause issues. For example, the divorce, the talaqs which people can write, and those can be issues for the wives and for the nikah breaking and that. So we're not going there. Talking about writing means just take out your, in Urdu we say bharas, you know, the heat inside, you just take it out on paper. Provided, again I'm telling you, it's not contradicting Allah, it's not contradicting the teachings of Islam, it's not contradicting Sharia, it's not going against Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So these are some emotional control tools. This 10-second rule, remain silent, pause before responding. Name the emotion, tell yourself what you are feeling at that moment. Walk away from the emotion, make dua during the emotion, and write, don't explode. Alright? Write something, don't take out your anger on the paper, don't explode in front of the next person. Now we need to understand some triggers, some things which trigger our emotions. You have disrespect, someone disrespected you, you become angry, it triggers your emotion. Criticism, rejection, comparison, fatigue, hunger, stress, these are all things which trigger your emotions, different aspects. You find in Ramadan, time of iftar, people are screaming, people are shouting, people are fighting. After iftar, they are cool because now they ate something, they drank something. That's what we need to control. That's what we learned in controlling our nafs, in self-control. You're happy, you say some things which you're not supposed to say. You're sad, you say some things which you're not supposed to say. So these are all things which trigger your emotions. So we need to understand this. Disrespect, rejection, comparison, fatigue, hunger, stress, lots of other things which can trigger our emotions. If you do not know your triggers, your emotions are going to control you. You must know that I am having this emotion now because of this certain thing, because of this certain thing, because of this certain thing. Because of these things, yeah, I'm having these emotions now. So understand that and tackle those issues, tackle those matters, tackle those things. You want to learn how to control the emotions, you must read the seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will see in moments of happiness what was the words on his Mubarak tongue. You will see in moments of sadness what was his conduct, what was his body nature at that time, what was his body reaction at that time, what was his movement, his tone, his words at that time. Subhanallah. You know, you see in times where some things were against his nature, against Allah, against Islam, then you see the wrath, you see the anger of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but you see it in which ways? In those ways in which Islam doesn't prohibit you. So to know how to control your emotions, why do you think there is so much emphasis on the seerah and the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that keep his life in front of you and then see what the beloved Rasul has done. And then you must also act upon it, you must also do it. So here are some things which we need to understand. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala control our hearts and move our hearts towards the right direction. May Allah enable us to control our emotions. May Allah protect us from destructive emotions. May Allah make us emotionally strong believers. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Till we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Remember, be positive, think positive, stay positive, and always remain positive. Sallu lil Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sins. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.